sand to beautify the foothills and shake the many hands. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. You see a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you got words? Stop and look at what you've done. The plateau's clean, no dirt to be seen, and the work it took was fun. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. You see a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you've got work? The many hands began to scan around for the next plateau. Said it was Greenland and some said Mexico. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood. But those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you if
TV doesn't work.
It's broken.
What are we gonna do tonight? Like, this isn't fair.
We're hurting.
We've got nothing left to do. Let's go TV and test a couple of brews. What are we gonna talk about? I don't know. We're gonna miss our favorite shows.
No,
that's incredible.
No,
Monday Night Football.
No,
Jefferson.
No,
Miami. No.
Out. You're tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Revolution Rock. This is Adam here with Dave, and we just came back from a set there featuring some new music from the British band Shame. We heard something from their latest release, Food for Worms, that actually dropped back in February. We heard the song Six Pack. And before that, we heard from a group who will actually be performing in Windsor pretty shortly.
Yeah, May 8th, Tunic is coming back to Windsor. A very loud, noisy band from Winnipeg, I believe. And they have a new release out called Wrong Dream.
Well, it is a forthcoming release. We should actually note that that's not out yet, but it will be in April. Actually, it's going to drop, I believe, the week before they visit us in Windsor, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, from Wrong Dream, we heard the song Whispering. And before that, we played a series of songs in tribute to Spot, who was an engineer and producer, really the in-house producer at SST Records, whose name, I've said this many times, but it is synonymous with that label. With his contributions behind the recording console, he helped redefine what American underground music was, stepping away from a lot of the New York-focused underground scene and really resituating SST and California as kind of the base for what new music was coming out in the American underground. And of course, they would also go and fish bands out from other scenes, such as Minneapolis, of course. But yeah, completely changed the face of American independent music, thanks to SST and, as we mentioned, the late great Spot.
Yeah, and we heard a track from Black Flag's 81 release, Damaged.
I'm sure the one song no one's ever heard from Black Flag before.
TV Party.
And look, we know it's a popular song, but honestly, I love this track from them because it is so different. The righteous rage on this record, it's palpable, but it needs a little bit of a comedic break, and thank God for that. There's many versions of TV Party out there. There's a single version, the TV music video version. There's a version that they used in the movie Repo Man. But for me, this is still the best version of the song, the one featured off of Damage, originally released back in 1981.
Before that, we heard music from Minutemen. We heard a track from The Punchline, one of their early releases. We heard the song Games. And Spot, I think, produced the first couple releases through for Minutemen.
That's right. In fact, I think he produced everything of theirs up until Double Nickels on the Dime in 1984. And that's when I think Spot was getting a little bit of burnout because he had produced everything for SST. And I think he was wanting to have a little bit of a step away. Unfortunately, I forget the name of the producer of that particular record. But when you listen to his work on The Punchline or What Makes a Man Start Fires, they're just so many great albums he worked with that band. Yeah, they had a great relationship, as he had with Meat Puppets. So he famously produced the first Meat Puppets record, where the band made a hardcore record, or as close to a hardcore record as they got. But that really wasn't their thing. They really liked psych rock, they really liked country, and they became arguably the first cowpunk band with this release, Meat Puppets 2 from 1984. I do want to note that Spot was not listed as the producer of this, but he was an engineer. Really, the band, I guess you could say, self-produced themselves, but whatever way you want to arrange it, Spot did lend his ear to this one, producing a bizarre album. And it really is. It goes all over the place, from whimsical instrumentals to bizarre poetry, pastiches, as we heard on that song Plateau. One of a pair of songs that, of course, was very famously covered by Kurt Cobain and Nirvana during their MTV Unplugged session. But I do love how off-kilter and how kind of off the rails that song gets near the end. And as you said, there's even a point where the bass seems to change its tone.
Yeah.
Just like near the beginning of the song.
It's just, there really isn't anything like it. It's really its own thing. And we weren't around at the time, but like, I'm trying to imagine like what it must have been like to hear this, because people were like, oh yeah, Meat Puppets, the hardcore band that's on SST. And then they hear this album, they're probably like, what?
It kind of sounds like Captain Beefheart and Magic Band failing to cover Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan. And it's fantastic for all the right reasons. And this is truly one of the best records ever recorded, Meat Puppets 2. Also, one of my favorite records ever recorded is Zen Arcade by the great Husker Du. we heard their track Pink Turns to Blue. That album was likewise released in 1984. Spot having his name on a lot of releases from that year and a lot of very seminal releases at that. There's not too much more we can say about the man other than that it is a sad passing, and I think all we can do is really look at the contributions he made to the music scene in America and how he helped redefine what underground music could be, and with that, just celebrate the legacy that he left behind.
Yeah, and we'll leave it at that. There's a great article out there from New York Times, and I believe it was also in Pitchfork. A lot of sites have been coming out and talking about Spot and his impact on music. So we're going to continue next with some newer music. Again, we got a lot of newer stuff, but we're also going to mix in some older, kind of rarer, harder to find Canadian post-punk type music. We're going to start off with a brand new band and release that's forthcoming that I didn't know was happening. This is a band called Noble Rot, and it features Alex Edkins from Metz, but it also features a member of the band Holy F.
Yeah, that would be Graham Walsh. So in addition to their contributions to this, they actually have a guest feature on this record, guitar from Colin Newman of Wire, and also we have bass on here by Malta Spiegel of Githead.
Who is Colin Newman plays in Githead with them. That's also his partner.
That's right.
And also a great band. And they're only featured, I believe, on the one track. And there's a few other guests on the release, but really cool. And you can totally hear Colin Newman's guitar style come out on this track. Really, really cool stuff featuring Alice Edkins and what was it? Brendan Walsh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just important musicians in the Canadian music scene in Toronto, and they're just doing lots of cool stuff. We're also going to hear some brand new music in this set from a band known as Universal Cleaner. This actually band has a Windsor connection. It's put together by a musician that is a graphic designer, but now resides in Switzerland. And this release features a lot of stuff we wouldn't normally play. It mixes a lot of ambient sounds, but also synthy sounds with like dance music. I'm doing a bad job at explaining this.
Maybe we'll leave it to the kids to decide, but it does have sort of techno elements into it, but also some darker post-punk textures as well. I'm not coming up with this. Dave wrote this in our notes that we're reading right now.
Okay, it's the recording project from Jacob Tavanyuk, who's from Windsor, and great graphic designer as well. But also, he always does this cool music, and he usually throws it online. And this is the latest. It just came out, I believe, in February, and it's called Deluxus Fluxus is the name of the album.
So we're Fluxus Deluxus.
Oh, sorry, I'm doing it backwards.
You're a backwards boy.
I'm a backwards. Yes. And coming up, and then we're also in this set, we're going to feature some music from another post-punk band, but a shorter-lived one from Toronto called Kinetic Ideals, and brand new music from Aha, which is the new band featuring members of Teen Anger. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. This is brand new music from Noble Rot, and this is the song Casting No Light.